The resolution passed on Friday renews the United Nations assistance mission for Iraq, UNAMI, for 1 year, and also increases the UN's political and humanitarian role in the nation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says UN staffers will assist the Iraqi people and government on internal as well as regional issues.
The United Nations is deeply committed to helping the people of Iraq, and I am pleased to have the opportunity to now enhance, where possible, our contributions in crucial areas such as national reconciliation, regional dialogue, humanitarian assistance, and human rights.
He says the UN will work in close partnership with the leaders of Iraq and also meet with leaders of various groups to promote political reconciliation. Mr. Ban lauded Iraqi leaders for their courageous efforts, and he urged them to promote inclusive dialogue. Iraq's UN ambassador, Hamad Al-Boyadi, says the resolution satisfies both the Iraqi government and the Security Council. He says the UN's expanded mission will address sectarian divisions as well as review the constitution.
Iraq is facing challenges on national level, regional level, and on humanitarian level. On the national level is the national reconciliation, which is important, and we believe UNAMI, with this expanded mandate, could help in the national reconciliation among the Iraqi political parties and the groups. On the regional level, we have a humanitarian problem. We have refugees in the neighboring countries.
Humanitarian groups estimate that 2 million Iraqis have fled the country, while 2 million others are internally displaced. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad praised the United Nations' commitment to Iraq.
In fulfilling the task set out in this resolution, UN staff in Iraq are making, have made, and will make a vital contribution to Iraq's future stability, and we deeply appreciate their sacrifices, their dedicated and selfless work.
He says U.S. forces in Iraq will do their part to meet the UN security and resource needs. The UN mission in Iraq has 55 international employees in the country who handle basic political tasks. Officials say the number of staffers could be increased to 95, depending on the security situation on the ground. Diplomats, including Secretary General Ban, reiterated Friday that the safety of UN employees is a chief concern. 4 years ago, the UN pulled its staff from Iraq after terrorists blew up the organization's headquarters in Baghdad, killing 22 people, including the top UN envoy, Sergio Vieira de Mello. Afterwards, some UN employees were allowed to return. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, New York.